This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The Illinois Department of Corrections is emphasizing a reentry initiative to help inmates find success outside prison walls. Last month, I reported on a reentry summit at the Pinckneyville Correctional Center. Earlier this month, I visited the Murfreesboro Life Skills Reentry Center, which opened last year and is designed to help offenders learn life skills after their release. A new welding training program started last month in a mobile lab trailer at Murfreesboro. It's a service of First Institute Training and Management. Lee Bug is the company's on-site instructor.
The program is set up twofold. There's a technical side, which is your book, essentially, and then there's your skill side, which is hands-on. What they're learning is MIG welding, or metal inert gas welding. A lot of people know it strictly as MIG, and they're practicing and learning and honing their skills to pass a 1G certification, which is a flat weld, a flat groove weld.
This is just like a basic strainer bead. This is something we do just to practice like our technique.
That's inmate Cody Bryant, one of seven enrolled in the welding program. He says they've trained 7 days a week for a solid month.
It's real intensive. It's a breath of fresh air for me to go from kind of a slower routine to more of a real world like atmosphere. You know, up early in the morning, we're working all day long.
He says learning a trade gives him a stronger sense of purpose in life.
It's nice to have something to be able to offer instead of just leaving here and kind of looking for somebody to, you know, continue to help you. It's nice to be able to offer a skill.
27-year-old inmate Nicholas Vinson has been incarcerated since he was 19. He says this means the world to him.
For me personally, I have zero trades under my belt, and coming from a background being involved in the streets and unfortunately criminal activity, I've never had real experience in the workplace. So this is a huge thing. I want to be successful when I get out. I do not want to come back here. So for me, this has paved the way for success, really.
Vincent says the idea is to give the inmates marketable skills once they're released.
Mantracon is a temp agency working with this place. She's pretty much guaranteed us jobs with welding.
Autumn Bosler represents Mantracon at the reentry center.
I come into the prison and I help them with resumes, get them the offenders into our WorkNet system. And then now we've started the welding program, so I get all their documentation, get a file, so that it's federal and state dollars that pay for their, it's about $8,000 a person.
The reentry center also has an on-site wood shop to teach inmates some of the finer points of the construction industry.
So let's make one of these, then we're going to use that for a pattern for a second one, and we'll hold it up to our bridge cap and see how we do.
That's inmate Timothy Hari, who serves as a teaching assistant.
You can take this stuff, real-world applications, out to the job site and be able to go walk right in and say, oh, yeah, so you want me to frame up the wall? I'll make a cut list. I'll look at the blueprints. I'll do it, make the rafters, whatever, and jump right into the job site.
Inmate Stephen Panzer says they also have access to courses that teach other manufacturing skills.
A lot of things as far as hydraulics, pneumatics, electric work, computer robot programming, a lot of stuff to do with manufacturing machines, being able to go in there and repair them or fix them or anything like that.
Some of the inmates say the reentry initiative is truly providing them with life skills beyond just those that can help them find a job. Joshua Hobson is 37. He's been locked up for over 19 years. He says the reentry center is improving his social skills.
If I didn't come here, I'll be honest with you, I probably wouldn't be sitting here because I'm more of an introvert than anything. I'm not used to dealing with people. So being around, moving around, then in a place where you have the staff, there's more receptive to having full conversation with you, dealing with you with a human aspect, that helps a lot too.
And Vincent says they're also getting help with technology that runs the outside world.
There actually is a computer class. They're helping us with Microsoft Word and all that. But then they're going to show us how to use the internet soon here in the library. So a lot of things to get us up and running on our feet for right when we hit the streets.
He says places like the Murfreesboro Reentry Center are needed more in corrections.
We got free movement here. The staff, the officers and correctional staff alike, they treat us with respect, you know. It's a good atmosphere here. You know, it's not depressing like the penitentiary. You're not locked in your cell all day, every day. It's a dorm setting. If you want to go outside whenever you want, you can go outside. You want to go to the gym and work out, you can go to the gym. The library to study, hey, the library's open. You can go ahead and go there. Honestly, I just think they should make more of these reentry centers around the entire country and give guys the ability to learn a trade so that they have something that they can get out and, you know, get a job, guarantee them employment, you know what I mean? That would help recidivism so much, I think.
Angie Isaacs, the casework supervisor at Murfreesboro, had this to say at the recent reentry summit.
DOC's really come a long way. Their priority is lowering recidivism, you know, getting these guys out, getting them stable jobs, housing, because that's the problem. If a guy goes out and he doesn't have a job, he can't get the stable housing. So they work hand in hand. If you don't have one, you can't get the other. There are a lot of these offenders, they can do time very easily, but they need to learn how to use time. Use the time where they're locked up to gain this information, because that's what's going to change somebody walking out the front door.
The Murfreesboro Reentry Center currently has around 150 inmates. The capacity is 240. And Isaac says she's traveling to prisons around the state searching for more inmates to meet the facility's stringent eligibility requirements. I'm Brad Palmer.